Guys, to another amazing and exciting episode. Fuck, I had such a good... I hate you.
Like, I hit play as you were mid, like, welcome back. And I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad because that was a good intro.
Whatever. Good intro enough. Welcome back, guys, to another exciting episode of Better Made Topics.
With the topics. Oh, God. It feels good to be back, though.
Yep. Another week older, another week wiser.
So what's new with you?
Actually, something that I am overjoyed with is on my way to work, 275, as you know, has been under super construction.
Yes.
It is finally letting up a little bit.
Yeah, I actually heard a little bit about that, too. That and an area where I go for work a lot, Mound Road. It got done, their project. It was like an 8 mile or 10 mile stretch they did. It's like four lanes on each side, two of Mound that they replaced.
So annoying.
It is, because they only had it down to two on each side. And having all that same traffic trying to force.
Yeah, 275, they had that for I don't know how many miles, but it was a lot of miles.
275 made me so uneasy when I drove on it with my work truck. Because
the lanes they made were like so narrow, and it went down to two lanes. And then for a while, they had one lane. Did they have one lane?
I can't remember.
I think they did. I think for a little bit, they had one lane, but it wasn't like a super long time. It was like maybe a month or two.
Yeah, they may have.
But oh my God, it was terrible.
I know one of those lanes on 275, like in my work truck, since it's a dually, it really messed it up to be on uneven ground. So like one lane would be asphalt and the other lane would be cement. So like my truck wouldn't be riding on the same condition. You learned about that in like driver's ed class, how it's like if you're not driving on the same road condition, your car will respond really kind of weird. My truck almost crashed one of those times on 275. It just like grabbed.
It probably doesn't help that one side has traction.
Guess what I'm saying? That's exactly what it is. It's like the truck thinks it's like losing traction, so it started to spin off into the other lane. I was like, oh my God, thank God there was no one next to me. I'm happy the construction's kind of getting done a little bit, but they never stop. Not in our state.
Actually, me and Monica were driving.
Okay. Just being honest,
grammar Nazi.
That's the only thing I learned in fucking school. So I'm going to teach everyone I can. Because I used to.
You're one of those guys.
I was. I educated all the smart people that were like, oh, I have an A in this class, but they would mess that up. And I'd be like, oh, really?
You know what's funny is I see the way you text, and it's like you're texting a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Comma? What's a comma? Period?
Yeah, like if you look at all my texts, I use punctuation. I put like perfect grammar.
I look at texting as the quickest form to communicate with someone. Like if I'm texting you, it's just there needs to be no pleasantries. That's just short, straight to the point. You know, hey, can I borrow this? Yes, no, okay, cool.
Nah, I like the. You know, look educated.
You're like writing a correspondence. Dear Matthew.
Although I write emails all day, though.
Yeah, that is true. So
I
like,
hope this text finds you well.
Like, if I wrote emails every day, I probably would change up how I text people. But since I'm just a mechanic, I pick things up and I put things down. Since I just do that, you know, I don't really care.
But what I was saying, Monica and I were driving to Portage. And there was this one pickup truck in front of us, and it was like an old raggedy pickup truck. I think it was like missing the cab and stuff. Uh-huh. It was pretty crappy. And it was pulling one of those white trailers that kind of looks like a U-Haul, like one of those smaller U-Hauls, like something you put like lawn equipment into.
Yep.
And this guy had to have been hammered. Like he was just swerving left and right, and he almost wrecked twice. Like on the freeway, went off into the grass, and I don't know how he recovered it. Matt, because there was dirt flying everywhere, trailer all rocking back.
What
and
were
forward.
You talking about on 275?
No, I can't remember the whatever the road is. The Portage, man, I think it's like 96, maybe.
It might be, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 96.
Well, I do know that if you misload those small trailers, like
no,
if you
this
don't...
guy was like going into lanes and stuff. Like he was on something.
Oh, okay,
the way he was driving and everything was just not. It was suspicious.
I was going to say, sometimes if you misload those small trailers, they'll be able to whip your truck around.
No, that's definitely the guy driving.
Yeah, okay.
We actually called the cops while we were...
Hey, you know...
Like, he almost wrecked two cars and almost wrecked twice himself.
You got to be smart about it, though. That's the right thing to do. All right.
Oh, yeah, let's get
so
into it.
So, we got two pretty good topics today. First one being, well, do we want to do things you should know? Or do you want
to
do
you know what? With what you brought to the table, let's just get that out of the way. That way we can end this episode with something lighthearted.
That's a smart, that's a smart way to look at it.
I know what you're bringing to the table, okay. And this gives me the creeps.
So today's topic on things you should know is skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm. Whether you believe it or not.
Yep. So
they exist.
Most of the research that I did on skinwalkers kind of goes back to the Navajo culture. So the Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of witch with the ability to turn into slash possess animals. That's their culture. That's how they believed it to be. Which, when I first started reading it, I was like, wait, turn into an animal? I'm like...
It sounds like a druid.
What's a druid?
That's how I know you're not a nerd. Druids are... It's like from D&D and like other RPG. Like a druid can like talk to animals, turn into animals.
Okay, yeah, then it's exactly like that. Also, so the Navajo people, witchcraft was normal part of their lives. Like, it's not like where we are, like, she's a witch, you know, burn her at the stake. No, there was good magic and bad magic that they believed in the Navajo culture. They believed that, like, places in certain areas had high levels of bad or good energy that they would go and harness. Mm. Like, if you're a good medicine man, you'd go to the good place, harness all this good, you know, aura, and then bring it back, hopefully to have a good crop for your tribe, to heal people. And then it said that the witches or the doctors that wanted to practice the bad magic would go to the sacred bad places where there's a lot of death and a lot of evil. And then
So they had like sacred places of like both types.
Yep.
How long ago was this? They're not still around, are there people who still practice this?
See, now this is, they don't really tell you too much about this. Like, I'm sure there are still shamans in the Navajo culture because it says that there was witches in not just the Navajo. So it says the Pueblo or Pueblo, the Apache, the Hopi, and the Ute tribes also had their own versions of skinwalkers. So it's not just the Navajo, but all,
so there's different types.
All Native Americans across the boards had like a doctor or a person that they believed had the ability to kind of shapeshift. It says Navajo witches seek to direct spiritual forces to harm or misfortune others, like a witchery way. They use human corpses in ways to make tools from bones and concoctions to curse, harm, and kill victims. So, like, these witches would target people in the tribe. So, say you made an enemy with the witch.
Yeah.
He would take something and curse you and, like, kind of follow you around. And, like, you'd be tripping out because you're, like, you'd be thinking stuff would happen to you. Mm-hmm. You don't have an explanation to what or how or why. You'd be seeing stuff outside your house. And, like, all the while, it's this guy that's shape-shifting and messing with you or wanting to cause you harm because...
That's crazy.
Like... So, like, that's how this culture started. It gets worse, though, to me, because... So, some medicine men would turn to evil power later in life and walk among the people by day and transform at night to skinwalkers. So, these people would just blend in with the rest of the tribe.
And then at night, just turn into
and
a
then
skinwalker.
They would prey on, you know, maybe the weakest or people that caused them... People that said mean things to them. I don't know, but... To become a skinwalker, it was said they had to kill a close family member, most often a sibling. After that evil deed, it was said that they would acquire the ability to transform to coyotes, wolves, foxes, cougars, dogs, etc. Anything they want, basically. Often wearing skins or antlers, said to give them the abilities like speed, strength, endurance, stealth, claws, and teeth. The Navajo believed that if you wore the antlers of a deer, you'd have the speed of a deer. If you had the claws of a cougar,
you'd have the strength of a cougar.
Exactly. So they even banned in Navajo culture, you're not allowed to wear animal skins. Like, that's how serious it got because they were like, we don't want you wearing.
We don't want to find out.
Correct. So yeah, they considered it taboo for members to wear predatory animal skins other than like sheepskin, leather, and buckskin. Like, you were allowed to wear non-predator animals for normal clothes. It's said that you're not supposed to look skinwalkers in the eye or they can control the victims or sound like them. That's something that I've actually heard in other things too. Like, if you go out near the mountains, they say you're never supposed to yell out. Like, for someone, like, if you were out in the woods, I should never yell, "Hey, Rob," mm-hmm. because now the skinwalkers in that area are going to hear me yell, "Hey, Rob." They're going to mimic my voice for you
to come to them.
Come to them instead of me.
Hmm.
So that's why they always say never yell out into the, like when you're alone in the, never yell out, like, because they will use that voice either on someone else or what. Can you imagine if you're alone in the woods and you yell out, "Hello," and then you just hear your own voice come back, "Hello," like I would freak out. So now this one, I don't know about. It says skinwalkers said to read minds, controlling thoughts and behavior, causing disease and death. Now, like, that's where it gets a little bit far-fetched to me. I feel like people like started to think like the worst of, you know, what they can do, and I think that got out of hand. It says don't look them in the eyes or they can control. So the eyes of a skinwalker look very different than an animal, and the animal's eyes when in human form. So like it says if you look at a skinwalker when they're switched in like the animal form, they don't look like an animal's eyes. It looks kind of weird.
I've actually seen some TikToks like that where says, like they'll see an animal and you can tell like their eyes are
funky. Says when they're in human form, they don't quite look human either. They almost look animal eyes when you look at them. So like you can almost tell who's a skinwalker just by looking at them in the eyes when they're human. The part that gets me is that says they will make noises like knocking on windows, banging on walls, sleeping or scraping noises on the roof. So if you live in the mountains of like the Appalachians, this is some of the things that people will report. They'll hear banging on the windows, knocking, the scraping, and they're like, don't go outside to look and investigate. You don't investigate these things. You just know that they're out there.
Go back to bed.
Yes. They've even seen things in the window, like figures in the window peering in. It says the supernatural abilities, too. They can run faster than a car. They can jump as high as, like, big high cliffs or jump off the cliffs and land and be fine.
Can you even kill these things?
It does say that if you have to find out their name, that's the easiest way to kill them.
Find out their name.
Their human name. If you can find out their human name and say it, that's the best way to kill them.
So it's like a demon. Like,
kind of.
Wow.
So like they become so detached from humanity because of what they've been killing and eating. And like it also says if they don't do this, like if they kill out of greed, anger, envy, and spite and revenge for one, and they have to keep killing or else they will perish. So like I don't know how long they have to kill in between or else they'll die.
Like is it once a year, once a week?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Exactly. But apparently they have to keep doing it to stay skinwalker speed, skinwalker, you know, to keep that ability, they have to stay pretty much
well-fed,
which is another thing to make you think, is our government just keeping these a secret in the national forest because they know they're out there and they're like, well, we can't do anything? Because this is the part that there's something called the Long Walk of the Navajo. It happened in 1864 where the U.S. Army expelled the people of like our area. Because there was a lot of settlers happening. You know, a lot of people were moving into that area and they said, hey guys, Indians, we need you to go somewhere else. So they made them march from our area up in the Midwest area to New Mexico, Rob.
That's a
4 years.
That's a long hike.
It took four, well, I don't know if it took 4 years to get there, but like it took 4 years, like this whole process. And it said during this whole thing, the Navajo suffered bad water, failed crops, illness, and death. Reducing their numbers greatly, like just ravaging it. The Navajos blamed the witches of their tribes, the skinwalkers, on all of these bad things happening to them. Well, during this hard time, it actually ended up making more skinwalkers because they all were hungry. They all were in hard times. So they turned to the dark magic instead of the good magic. So in us sending these people to another state or multiple states,
so
we created hundreds of thousands of skinwalkers. Now, and it says the Navajo did a witch purge in 1878 once the United States Army said, hey, we messed up, here's your land back. But like again, they had already been pretty fucked up. Like their numbers are gone.
You can't just apologize for that.
So they killed like 40 suspected witches at that time, and they said it helped restore balance to their tribe. But I still think there's got to be a lot that went out on their own because they were like, well, I'm going to die here in the tribe, so I might as well
just go out.
Yeah. It also, the Navajo won't speak to any outsiders about this. So, like, if you were to go to a reservation and try to talk to, like, the elders of the tribe and be like, hey, I want to learn about skinwalkers, they will not talk to you about it because they believe that if you're talking about one of the witches, that they're going to come after the person talking about them. Like, that's how superstitious these people are about them. They have the ability to curse you if they want to.
So you can go there and talk to them and, like, about anything else. They just won't talk about that stuff.
You know, I really wish I would have known about this when I went to my Indian reservation, because I went to a reservation in South Dakota and I got to meet with, like, the chief elders in the sacred, I would call it a temple, but it's a building that they built as their sacred ground, which is really cool. It overlooked their prairie over, like, that you could see buffalo at the prairie. It was the coolest thing to be a part of. But if I would have known now what I know, I would love to have asked questions and see if
they would have said anything.
They would have said, yeah, exactly. Like, hey, do you guys have skinwalkers out here? And, like, because that would have been amazing. But just so you know, in that experience that I shared at the Indian reservation, the U.S. government hasn't really been taking care of the people any better than they were back in 1878. So, like, they used to just drop pallets of garbage off, like, just junk that they couldn't use, because they have an obligation that people don't realize. The U.S. government has an obligation to give supplies and resources to the Indians on the reservations as, like, part of what we agreed to for their land and shit. People forget about that because they're just like, oh, well, it was in the past. No, we signed documents. We made agreements. Those are still happening. But the things that we send are just garbage because we have idiots working in our government.
Yeah, we do. A whole lot of them, actually.
But this is something that we definitely think you should know is, you know, there are things out there that go bump in the night. I just didn't know how far down the rabbit hole all of this stuff goes and how crazy those skinwalkers can be. I believe in them. I've seen videos.
I've seen some ones where you can tell it could have been fake, mm-hmm. but then there's some that's like,
Exactly.
And then the screams that they make.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Those screams are terrifying. Like, we'll probably put a clip up for you guys.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to do that. We're going to put a clip right here.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was terrifying. Ooh, sent chills down my spine.
No, but, like, it is. If you imagine being out in the woods and hearing that sound, no, absolutely not.
Fuck that. I'm going home.
Yep. So, what is our next topic? Am I the asshole, right?
Yep. Well, we have two topics. We did the things you should know. So, I guess that leaves am I the asshole, huh?
Okay, don't get smart. Don't get smart over there.
I'm still upset with you for that beginning.
Yeah, I know. That was a good intro. He was doing so good.
And I could have swore I saw you hit the button.
I was going to, and I just didn't click it firmly.
All right. So for this segment, am I the asshole for not opening the bathroom door for my brother's girlfriend while I'm in the shower? We always judge off of the title in the beginning, and so far I'm having a hard one with this because I don't know. I don't, like, is the person a boy or a girl that's in the shower? Because I feel like that matters.
Yeah, we don't get any info off that title, so I don't know. You know what? We'll make an assessment. Like,
yeah, that one's actually, usually I can read a title and I'm like, yeah, you are or you're not. But this one, I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just wait.
All right. I, 16, male. Okay, male. Okay. Live with my parents as well as my brother, 20, male, and his girlfriend, 20, female.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a very progressive family.
Yeah.
I guess the parents of the mother, or the girlfriend, sorry, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You don't see that a lot. You more often see a daughter letting the boyfriend move in than you ever see the girlfriend move in with the son.
We will call his girlfriend Paige. Paige moved in with us about a year ago since her parents wanted her to pay rent. Now we have two bathrooms, one with a shower and one without. Since moving in, Paige has made it very clear that she doesn't like the smaller bathroom. She would rather wait until the person is done in the larger one than use the smaller one. Whatever. I don't really have a preference, so I usually use the small one to prevent drama. Anyways, a couple days ago, I had just come home from a long run, and I was gross and sweaty. As soon as I got into the house, I went to the larger bathroom to go take a shower. Everything was fine until I hear banging on the door. Mind you, I am mid-shower, fully naked and covered in soap. I ask the person banging what they want, and Paige answers, "Let me in, I have to pee." I am shocked and asked her, "Is the other bathroom being used?" She sighs exasperated and says, "Just fucking let me in." I tell her no, that she can use the other bathroom or wait. She starts banging on the door and cursing me out, and this goes on for about 5 minutes. I just tune her out and continue my shower.
See, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do, too. I'm just, you do you. There's another bathroom.
Yeah, like, it's not my concern. To me, it wouldn't even be a problem. It's like, there's another bathroom, like.
I wouldn't even feel guilty or bad. Or I wouldn't even hasten my shower. I would even. If anything, I would slow down.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'd even slow down the pace a little bit.
When I was done, I just assumed she relented and used the other one, but was met with a warm, wet surprise when I stepped into the hallway. Dude, Paige had pissed on the floor and didn't even clean it up. There it is.
A 20-year-old that has the audacity
to just piss on the floor.
Who the fuck? You ain't Amber Heard. Like, you don't have her money to be just... What? I don't even know what to say.
That's not even her house.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't even know what to... What do you do? What do you?
There's no excuse.
Are you? All right, here's a question for you. Are you okay as the brother to go to your father and be like, "Hey, can we talk about how my older brother's girlfriend just pissed on the bathroom floor or pissed outside of the bathroom? Like, do we need to potty train her?
Yeah.
Like, because that's an issue. Like, mm-hmm. Oh God.
I'm six. He's 16. If I was 16, I'm in his shoes. Yeah, I'd go straight to the. Straight to my parents. Because
you're covered. You're golden. Yeah. You're not going to get in trouble. And you even say, "I was in the shower showering."
Yeah,
and
I'm underage. I didn't want...
She's banging on the door. Yeah. I didn't even feel comfortable wanting to go to the door to open it because I'm underage. You know, you could go that route.
Yeah, you really could.
16, you're not even... You got 2 years before. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were 17, maybe I'd argue, like stop being such a bitch. But but since you're 16, you're golden. You got that ticket, bro. Like, ride it.
I'm angry now. Not only did she harass me while I was showering, but now she left a disgusting mess that could have been avoided if she just used the other bathroom. I stormed to her in my brother's room, and we got into an argument. The gist of it being, this wouldn't have happened if you just opened the door from her, and later my brother. Oh, come on.
Oh, shut the fuck.
What a douche.
Well, you know he's got to defend her because how else is he going to get any laid action happening?
Yeah, but at the same time, if you love a person, you need to tell them when they're wrong.
Or you're definitely wrong for pissing on the... There's no situation, if you have another bathroom, that you need to take a piss on your carpet.
If you just open a door from her and you were invading my privacy and left a big gross mess from him.
Yeah.
Paige ended up telling my parents everything except the pissing on the floor part. Oh, how convenient.
Oh, yeah, let's just leave out the bad part.
They were already on my side to begin with, but when I told them that final detail, they were livid. They almost kicked her out, but after they calmed down a little, they told her that she'd have to find somewhere else to shower because she was no longer allowed to use the big bathroom. These here are them rules, right?
That's smart. Yeah. That's good punishment.
Now my brother is not talking to me, and his girlfriend is telling everyone that I was a manipulative asshole who almost made her homeless. I don't think I was the asshole, but maybe she's right.
No.
Fuck no.
No.
Oh, my God.
If anything, she deserves to be homeless. If you have the audacity to come into someone else's home...
And just piss on the floor. Yeah. With all a because, stupid excuse like that.
All because you wanted to use the big bathroom, which... If I have to go, I'm going to a bathroom. I'm just happy that there is a bathroom. If the house has two, great. Like, that's just a good sign that you're
doing
good.
How she's still living at that house, those parents have, I don't know, just like a heart of gold or just more patience than the best doctor in the world.
Yeah. I love how she left out her detail until...
Yeah, freaking convenient. You're going to leave... Because she knows. She knows what she did was wrong.
At the same time, that brother who was just like, I got to lay that card down. Because like...
Did she tell you that?
Yeah, because like he even says, he's like, I was already winning before I even dropped that card. And like as soon as he dropped it, he's like, they almost kicked her out. like you could tell he was so happy with the outcome, which...
How is she going to say that the brother is manipulative when, what Manipulative
because he didn't want to open the door while he was showering,
and there was an extra bathroom. If there was somebody using the other bathroom, or it was being worked on, and she, you know, had to go,
different
scenario. Yeah, there was an open bathroom, bro.
Yeah, no excuse.
None.
So
I think we're gonna say OP is not the asshole.
No, in fact, that was crazy. I didn't know people were that nuts. Anyways, I think that'll wrap up today's episode. If you guys have anything you guys want us to talk about, an Am I the Asshole story, or just something you know that we should know.
Just
want
to say hi, even.
Or even, yeah, I just want to say hi. Email us at bettermadetopics@gmail.com. It's a good time.
Yeah, until next time, stay safe and don't piss on anybody's floors.
Yep. Thanks for listening to Better Made Topics. We'll catch you next time.
Until then. Make a decision, would you?